So today on the podcast, we have Anna. Anna is an award-winning copywriter who helps innovative businesses to bottle their brilliance in a message that their clients connect with and act on. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here, Annette.
And it's wonderful to have you. So, Anna, tell us. I know that one of the big things that you love to do is basically help businesses to essentially differentiate themselves, and in a particular service-based businesses to differentiate themselves. First of all, why should that be super important to us as a service-based business that we do differentiate ourselves?
Well, I think we all know that we're not the only people out there doing what we do. and the trouble is, it's very, very difficult to do it, because when you're so close to what you do, you take it for granted. For a start, you don't even see what's special about what you do or different. But also, we tend to communicate the same kind of selling points as everyone else. So you're like, oh, we've got brilliant people, or oh, we really care about our customers, or oh, we're really fast, or really all of these things, which actually, you know, they matter. But ultimately, everyone else says those things too, and you just blend into the background. I mean, it's so difficult. It's so difficult these days to get, you know, to break through the attention gap that everyone, I mean, I think the attention span, like the last survey I read was like, we have an 8-second attention span. That's radically gone down. So to break through, you have to be different. But it's, unfortunately, it's something everybody struggles with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that I've seen it in the accounting sphere that, you know, you can basically take anybody's logo and chuck it on anybody else's website, and it pretty much says the same thing. You can't really tell much different. You know, like you said, everyone thinks their people are great, and they probably are great.
Of course, yeah.
But that doesn't help your customer decide which one of you to go with. If everybody's people are great. And
completely.
In the same way that, you know, yeah, you might be like hyper efficient at what you do, again, so is the person next door.
Yeah.
So, and particularly in this day and age where so much more services are being done online and virtually, that actually it's not even just the competition. I say competition in inverted commas.
Yeah.
The competition down the road that you have to think about either differentiating from, right? It's increasingly a global marketplace too.
Yeah, it's the whole world. So yeah, so that's the other side of it actually. It's a really good point, Annette, is that it is such a competitive world now, and every industry has that. It's very, you are not the only person doing what you do. You know, there are millions, and they're all competing. Well, I don't really like that, and I know you said inverted commas, the competing thing.
Yeah.
I agree, that's not, I don't like that kind of language, but ultimately you still have to, you have to break through. I mean, I did an interesting exercise when I was trying to find a new web designer, and I, you know, I really wanted somebody amazing. So I probably looked through, I would say, at least 100 potential agencies to work with, at least. I mean, I probably did maybe 200. It was a lot. I spent a long time doing that, and they were all the same. And I wish I had actually, and now thinking back on it, screen grabbed them all to prove that they were all had the same words, the same images practically. Yeah. I mean, it was so difficult to choose. And so I coming from that, not just as someone who helps other businesses, but as someone who buys services from other businesses, you just start to glaze over. And I just started to, you know, certainly when I was looking for a web designer, I just clicked away from anyone who had the same website as someone else. I instantly, that was a strike for me, because I didn't believe they could do a good job for me.
Yeah.
If they weren't able to, you know, as I call it, bottle their own brilliance, I didn't think they'd be able to help me help bottle mine. So anyhow, so yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah, absolutely. So where do we begin? Where do we start? Because like you say, you know, we could go to a web designer or something, but if they're doing stuff that's the same as everybody else, they're not going to manage to help us do something that's different, right? So where do we start as small business owners thinking, how do we make ourselves stand out without being an idiot about it, you know, without lying on a Lamborghini and taking a picture taken, that stupidity of it. How do we make ourselves stand out in an authentic way, in a way that's going to work for us, and that, you know, that matters to our customers too?
Well, it's really difficult. So I hate to say that. It's not one of those things. It it is very difficult to do, but it's possible. Mm. So I say the easiest place to start is, as you will hear every single marketing guru out there say, mm-hmm. start with your customers. So focus on them and focus on what they're looking for and what they need. And that is, I mean, that's just one element of it. It, as I say, is more complicated than that, but you can't go wrong. That is, if you're looking for somewhere to begin, you focus on, well, who can I offer the biggest transformation for if you're a service provider? Mm-hmm. And what is it that they're looking for, and what, and how can I meet their needs even better? And also obviously focus on doing the absolute best job you can for those people. That is always the best place to start.
Absolutely. And I think that when a lot of people hear that, like, well, just ask, find out what your customer yeah. wants and do it. And people forget to actually then ask the question of their customer often. I find that people will kind of guess what their customer wants. They'll go, they kind of mentioned this in conversation, therefore they must need this. Whereas often, actually, it feels daunting to people to actually say to their customer, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want so yeah. I can give that to you. That feels a really daunting place for a lot of people. But actually, that's by far the easiest and simplest route, is to actually directly ask the question rather than just guessing as well as to what they might want based on, you know, some vague conversations that have been had as well.
So it's so true. It's so important. And in fact, better than asking kind of what they want is you speak to like a handful of people. It doesn't have to be complicated, but better than ask them what they want, because people will, especially if they're already your customer, they will tell you what you want to hear. Mm. It's better to ask them, well, what problems do you have and how have you already tried to solve them? That's where you get the real insight, because obviously you can't ask people to speculate in the future, like, would you buy this? Oh, if I showed you this beautiful new, we all hear how market research goes wrong. And that's why it's better just to ask them. Because obviously, if we're a service provider, we're really, our job is as a problem solver. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We're solving the problem. So we need to know, well, what problems are we solving and why haven't our customers solved them yet? And yeah. That's the best question to ask.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. I mean, I know that when people join my Facebook group, I automatically say to them, what problem are you facing right now in your business? Actually, I phrase it differently, but it's along those lines. Because I want to know how I can best serve people. And you're absolutely right. It's really important to actually get to the bottom of that. What are you having difficulty with? What can I help you with? What do you, you know, where are you now? Situation. I love that. So once we've got our replies from our clients or our prospects, what do we do with them? So particularly if they're all different, like, so somebody over here is saying, oh, my problem is that I don't have enough clients. And this person over here is saying, my problem is that I have too many clients. You know, what if they're actually like really different answers? What do we do then?
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, I do think one of the easiest ways to differentiate is to kind of niche down on a particular kind of customer or a particular kind of problem that you solve or a particular kind of transformation you offer. But that isn't always possible, and it's not always the best, necessarily the right answer either. Mm. So there's that. So the first thing is look at your customers and look at the problems. Oh, but say you're in that situation where actually you're solving lots of different problems for lots of different people. There will always be a thread. There will always be a common thread within that. And you will often find the answer to what that is. So what makes you especially qualified to solve all of those different various problems? There will be a reason. And, you know, we all know the kind of start with your why, but it's often in there. It's often in your mission and also what's missing in your industry that you're able to offer above everyone else. So there will always be like a deeper reason for why you're dealing with all those different customers and how you solve them. So once you've got through the customer bit, then it's about digging a bit deeper into what kind of problems you solve and then why you and what is it about your personality and what is it about why you do what you do that makes you the best person. So then it's, yeah, then you're getting to the stuff that I really love, which is the more kind of intangible stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that can be the hardest, to uncover. But actually, once you've got that, that's when you really can genuinely differentiate with all of your marketing and your messaging and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. And I think that a couple of things there. I think that if you're asking people and you haven't found a thread yet, it probably means you need to ask some more people. It probably means you haven't asked enough people and got enough answers and enough data. Mm. And the second bit I love as well, where you say that actually once you get to those intangible qualities, that's actually when you differentiate yourself. And this is why I say to people that there is no competition, because nobody can do what you do in exactly the same way that you do with exactly the same values you have. And that's the bit I think that really brings it together for me, is that no other accounting firm will have exactly the same values and beliefs that I do. None. Yeah. They just will not exist. And therefore, no other accounting firm is truly my competition, because they don't have those same values and beliefs. And those values and beliefs that I have are the ones that are going to be attracting my ideal clients, probably with similar values and beliefs to me. And I think that a lot of business owners as well often forget to speak about those things. They forget to actually speak about the things that really, truly matter to them in their marketing and on their website, because sometimes they feel like they might come across as unprofessional, in inverted commas, because again, that's a phrase that just is used way too much, you know, unprofessional and all that kind of stuff. So how do we get over that sort of hurdle that actually these are the things that are good for our business and good for us and good for our clients to know about?
Well, I mean, there's been so much. There's so much, as you, I know you're a big fan of data.
I am.
There's so much data to back it up. Because as you know, in that lovely Simon Sinek talk that we all love, the Find Your Why, as he explains, like, we make decisions with the emotional part of our brain. Mm-hmm. So although we like to think that we're all buying a service because the service we sell is because it's the fastest or the cheapest or whatever, mm-hmm. actually it's not. We're making that buying decision based on our emotions. So, and that means communicating values. It means communicating beliefs. It means communicating with your personality. And yes, maybe being a little unprofessional in the in the classic sense of the word,
yeah.
Because that is what will tip someone into buying. So unless people can feel something, mm-hmm. they won't buy. But also there's been some amazing research around values. So in politics especially, there have been some. There's a book that I really like, which is it's called Don't Think of an Elephant.
Okay.
And in there, there are an interesting survey they did with people who they surveyed about different policies, and in their rational part of their brain, like, they were told, well, if you vote for this person, actually you'll be worse off, and you know, financially this is how it will affect your income, blah blah blah. But they still voted for them because they shared the same values.
Yeah.
So, you know, values, beliefs, emotion, it transcends any rational thought. So it just, you know, even if like you know, the data is there, that's how you need to communicate. And that's what we all need to do. But also it just makes life and business so much more rewarding when you're acting in line with your values, and you know what your values are, and you know that you're building a business that embodies those values.
Absolutely, because I think if you start going against those or trying to fake any of it, actually it's exhausting. It's really, really exhausting. And actually then your message to your customer, your messages that you're putting out, become really confusing too, because they don't then seem in alignment with when people get you on the phone and that kind of stuff, or when you're on a video, or when you're on a podcast, for example. They're just out of sync, aren't they? And so actually that just confuses people. And we know, of course, that confused prospects do not buy. That's just that's just completely factual. So if you're out of alignment with your values, not only are you going to be attracting those people that are not the right people for you, but then when they arrive, they're also then going to be confused, because they don't really understand what's going on, because nothing really feels like it's linking up. It feels like it's jarring a bit. And in which case, they're not going to buy. So even if you feel like the message you're putting out there is like a really good one and it's really strong, if your core doesn't actually feel it, actually you're not going to get all those customers either.
Yeah, and it just makes me, I mean, this is kind of the reason that I do what I do is because it pains me so much when I go to meet new clients and I just see how amazing they are. And I just see, and I just see like, you know, maybe there's all kind, you know, maybe they're like really super funny and hilarious. And yet they communicate in such a dry, dry way because they think that they'll put people off if they're themselves. And yes. nothing makes me more frustrated when I see brilliant people held back because they're not able to communicate it, or they're not brave enough, or whatever it might be. And so that's what always motivates me, is to kind of help people break through that and actually shine their brilliance to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I totally love that. And I also feel as well that people, when you kind of hide your brilliance away, you're actually doing, you know, the world a disservice. You're doing your potential customers a disservice.
I know. Oh, yes, exactly. You are. Yeah. Completely, you are doing world a disservice because, yes, people don't get to see what, you know, there are people out there who need you. They need your services. They need that transformation. Yeah. They need that wonderful experience of working with you. And completely agree.
Awesome. So, Anna, tell me, what is the best piece of business advice that you have ever received?
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh no, that's really
I just threw that at you. Sorry. I should have pre-warned you that I was gonna throw that question at you.
Oh, I guess it's really difficult. I guess I've had so much. So many good pieces of advice. I know it's a really cheesy one, but I definitely think feel the fear and do it anyway. It's not even feel the fear, it's like If you're scared of something, that is the sign you should do it. Yeah. That is it. If you're scared of something, then that means go for it, do it, because it's a sign that actually that's gonna take you out of the comfort zone. That's gonna help you grow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would be one of them. Although I think, as I said, I've had so much good advice, including from you, Annette.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I very much appreciate that. Anna, it's been super, super awesome chatting with you today. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about where they can find you online, how they can get in touch if they want to touch base with you. Of course, we'll put all the links in the show notes, including the links to the stuff that we've spoken about as well. But yeah, let the listeners know where they can find out a little bit more about you.
Okay, so you can visit my website, which is inkspiller.co.uk. So that's Inkspiller. And on there, yeah, you'll find lots of ways to get in touch with me. And on Twitter, I'm at @inkspiller_.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. It's been super, super fun. As I say, we'll put all the links in the show notes for everyone so that they have everything there. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today.
So I hope that you enjoyed that interview with Anna. I got so much out of it and it was a lot of fun chatting to her. The links for all Anna's social media and her website are in the show notes if you want to check them out there. And of course, as always, I would love if you want to join me in my Facebook group. The address is AnnetteFerguson.com/FB group.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.